too far down.
Yes.
Yeah. So he takes something and he sort of makes a quite a simple analogy. And the problem is that his analogy is this goes up, so that goes down. This goes down, so that goes up. Yeah. So it's a very simple causal structure in most of his stories. And that's wrong because the reason that it's wrong is because it's continually dumbing it down. Sometimes you do need to make things simple, and that's important, but no simpler than necessary. And I think he does kind of jump down that far. You got to remember as well that he is putting out one or two articles a week, every week, for the last 10 years. So he's going to get some of it wrong. I mean, he's going to get it wrong. I think on balance, he deserves a lot of credit because he brings these issues up and he's been consistent in the views of his health. And he's also been consistent in his use of the data to back up his points, you know. Does he go too far? Yeah. But I mean, if I was on the radio, the TV, you know, on stage, all that, yeah, I would get it wrong too. So on balance, you know, I'm a fan of book winnings simply because, you know, he's bringing economics into the rooms of everybody, a particular type of economics into the rooms of everybody in Ireland. Where I'd kind of go, you're going too far here, is, you know, he is making it a little bit too simple. But, you know, you've got an 800-word column. There's only so much you can do, you know. And I think that's very, very much true. And actually, Fiscal Student says, do you think McWilliams dumbs everything down with childless analogies? Answer is yes, sometimes. Sometimes he's bang on. For example, Breakfast Roll Man. You all know exactly what I'm talking about. Breakfast Roll Man. There's a neologism that hit the nail right on the head. Yeah. You all know what I'm talking about right now. You've got you know a lot about the demographics of this type of person. You know about the skill level of this type of person. You probably know about the employment status today of this type of person. And I only need to give you one phrase and you've got it. That's a very, very difficult skill to obtain. And I don't think you can teach it. Yeah. As a communicator, he's very good. But anyway, back to Freakonomics and stuff like that. Okay. When you look at it as economics as entertainment, yeah, sort of here's what we were thinking and here's how this can really impact policy. That's great. And I think it's really good. When you look at it as economics as policy advice, there's a completely different set of skills you need. And it's not just being a communicator. The best, you know, the best, and Lorcan says the tickets for the play are on sale now. That's good. I tried to wangle a trip up to Dublin out of the missus to go see it. And yeah, no, the permission slip was not signed, so I'll have to get the DVD later. It's rather important. It's rather important when you're looking at economics to say, look, there is economics as entertainment, economics as sort of public commentary, economics as maybe policy advice. There's also economics as sort of quite serious Mandarin level. You need to not borrow more now, or you need to borrow less and stimulate the economy in this way, or you need not to build that road there. And I think at the business end of things, we're not that well represented, to be honest. And if we are, then it's certainly the case that the models that we're using are inappropriate to the scale and complexity of the economic problem we're trying to solve. And that's really, really important, because you can have a million Stephen Kinsella's and Morgan Kelly's and Dave McWilliams and all these types of people ranting away on blogs, the internet, and all that kind of stuff. And it's all very good. But at the end of the day, if politicians go, yeah, yeah, whatever, and do what they want, then it's just fluff. Yeah? It doesn't actually change anything. And I think that's really, really important. I think that's really important. Physical Student says, should there be finance taught as a subject much earlier in the education system? Should it be compulsory? I don't think so. And the reason is, I don't really know what finance is anymore. I don't think you could teach a coherent set of financial tools to leading search students anymore. Like, I wouldn't teach the efficient markets hypothesis to students anymore, except as to say, you know, a bit like teaching phlogiston and ether to physics students. You know, Jesus, wasn't it mad what they believed then? You know, that kind of thing. In terms of financial literacy, this is what an APR is. This is what a compound interest rate is. This is what this is what a very simple regression is. That kind of thing. Yeah, sure, teaching that. But I think you've got a business studies course